Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can we thank the Lord for His Word today, everybody? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, open your Bibles with me today. We're in a series called The Power of Patience. The Power of Patience. And we started last weekend. If you weren't with us, we're going to Hebrews chapter 10. If you weren't with us, then go to our website. You can download last weekend's message on the power of patience. I think it's the best series we've done all year right now, and you're praying for me. Amen. We all need patience. Oh, praise the Lord. We all need patience. Amen. And so we're going to talk about it today, and because without it, your faith will be frustrated. So I'm going to help you today. I'm going to add value to you today, everybody here, everybody online, because if you're going through a season right now where you're struggling, waiting for something to happen, then this message is for you. If you're going through a season right now where you're frustrated, why is it taking so long? Why hasn't it happened? Why haven't I got my breakthrough? Why haven't I got, maybe it's you're struggling in the area of your health and you're tired of waiting and impatience is kicking in and you're frustrated. We've all been there. I've been there. Maybe in the area of finances, you're struggling and you're tired of waiting for your financial breakthrough. Maybe in your marriage, you're tired of waiting for him to come back or her to come back or restoration. We're all dealing with something in all of our lives. But this series is for those who are frustrated, you're weary, you're tired of waiting and standing. I'm here to help you. Because it's so important for us to understand this, that when I'm frustrated, my faith won't work. When I'm frustrated, my faith won't work. And our faith has to work for us to have victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You with me, family? That's Bible. For this is the victory, even our faith. We can't have victory without faith. And when I'm frustrated, my faith won't work. The Bible doesn't say faith frustrates. The Bible says faith rests. Faith rests. So I'm excited about this series. Will you plug in with me today? Amen. So definition, Bible definition of patience is a restraint, the capacity for self-control. Ooh, I like that. Despite the circumstances, this is patience, Bible patience. Despite the circumstances, my response to difficult, troubled set of circumstances, I continue without complaining. So if I'm waiting and complaining, I'm not impatience. I'm in impatience. Amen. So patience is you keep on keeping on with the right attitude. You keep on keeping on with the right attitude. And patience is huge because as your pastor who loves you, I want you to get answers to your prayers. But without patience, you won't get answers to your prayers. Without patience, the promises that God made you won't come to pass. Did you hear me today, family? Without patience, what God has promised for you and me won't come to pass. So patience is self-control. Patience is the right attitude while I'm waiting for that area of my life to see breakthrough, to see victory, to see the answer. It's to continue without complaining. It's the power to persevere. It's the power to persevere. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and I heard this guy talk about the key to success is endurance. I thought, wow, that's simple, that's blunt, that's plain, but that's right on. That the key to success is endurance. Family, we're going to have to go through suffering. We're going to have to go through adversity. We're going to have to go through down days. We have to go through seasons where we struggle. But the good news is it doesn't beat us or whip us or defeat us. That through all that, we grow and we come out bigger and stronger. Can I have an amen? Amen. Wow. So what area of your life are you frustrated? Your health? Tired of waiting? Your finances? That job? That breakthrough? The right mate? Your husband to come back? Life to get better? What area of your life are you frustrated, struggling, and tired of waiting for something to change? We've all been there, and a lot of us are there right now. So we need patience. And patience, again, is the capacity to endure with the right attitude. Patience is keeping on trucking, right? Patience is the ability that you don't quit. You don't give up. You don't give in. You know, I'm thinking in my own life, and my wife is sitting here, and she'll tell you, in the natural, I'm a very impatient person. And my staff, don't say amen, staff, now, but my staff, the team will tell you, I'm in the natural, I'm a very impatient person. I'm an A-type personality. I'm a driver. I'm a visionary. I'm goal-oriented, and I want it done yesterday. For me to go through the drive-thru, they take too long. Come on, can I have a witness in that? Don't look so holy now, right? My microwave this morning after I made Pastor Kim and I coffee, and you know, then I'll walk the dog, then I'll come back in, and I'll put my second cup of coffee in the microwave, and I'm sitting there looking at my watch while I'm waiting for the microwave to heat up my coffee. You know, I'm thinking about 25 years ago this month. 25 years ago this month. 25 years ago this month, we broke ground for this building. 25 years ago this month, we broke ground for this building. And when we broke ground there in May, I can't believe it was 25 years ago. It was the year 2000. And we broke ground for this 3,100-seat auditorium dome building, nothing like it in the county, still nothing like it as a church. And I was so excited, and I'm thinking, we're going to have that thing done in a year and be in it. Oh, I can't wait. And guess what? I had to learn to wait. Let's look at some pictures, guys. Can we put the groundbreaking up there on the screen? Here's the groundbreaking 25 years ago this month. How amazing is that? And next picture, guys, next picture. So we begin to drill for the foundation, and next picture, guys, and then the steel begin to come up. And or during this time, I'd have, you know, people encourage me. Now, not church folk, but people in the community and our extended family even would say, man, you're a fool. That'll never happen. It'll never come to pass. You know, one member of my extended family is in construction, and he said, dude, do you know how much it costs for that crane just to sit out there that lifts that steel every day? Thousands of dollars a day to rent that crane. I'm thinking, thank you for the encouragement. I really appreciate Job's comforters. And then next, look at that. Oh, the dome began to go up, and the same company that did our dome did, you know, in Epcot Center and Disney World down there, the dome as you walk in. Same company did that, did this. And then they kept moving now. Now, to me, it's taken way too long. Next picture, guys. Oh, look at that. Wow. Look at that. Wow. And you know, if we would have given up there, you wouldn't be here. Without patience, this dream would have never come to pass. Even though God promised it to Kim and I when we were in college, and a friend of ours even drew this sanctuary in the 70s when we were in college, and we felt like God promised it to us, but without patience, endurance, the right attitude to keep on keeping on, you wouldn't be here today. All the thousands of people that we're reaching right now, we wouldn't be reaching today. We have a need of patience. Can I have an amen? So the journey continues, and I'm thinking it was going to be done in a year. Next picture, guys. So Joel Osteen came and dedicated this. Joel and Victoria, and they came and dedicated Church on the Rock, this building. We were so excited. And then next picture, and then look at that. Isn't that awesome? That was like a Easter Sunday morning years ago. Look at the balconies full, everybody, the curtains down. And wow, if we would have given up the first year. And then guess what? The second year. And it's set here with grass growing up. And then guess what, everybody? The third year. Oh, my boy. I'm in the natural. I mean, can you imagine? It's like what you and I are going through today with areas of our life that we're struggling, might be frustrated, and we're tired of waiting. Well, I was tired of waiting. I thought I expected a year, and a year it didn't happen. 2 years it didn't happen. 3 years it didn't happen. And then finally, next picture, guys, 4 years. And there you go. Come on, can you celebrate Church on the Rock? It's you. It's that old adage, anything great takes time. Anything great. And we all deal with it. We all struggle with it. But I'm here to help you this whole month, this series, which I think is the greatest series I've taught all year. It's a right now word because we're all standing for something. But you don't want to quit now. It's way too early to quit. Amen. Turn to somebody and tell them, you need patience. Some of the wives are just so happy to say that right there. Oh, praise the Lord. Bible patience is not passive. Bible patience is not passive. It's active trust. Impatience is actually a lack of trust in God. Being impatient is a lack of trust in God. Bible patience is not just sitting idly by and waiting. Bible patience is active. It's an active trust. In Hebrews 10:36, look at the screen. I love this. Patient endurance. So in the Bible, the word patience, endurance, and steadfastness is the same thing. So patient endurance is what you need now to restore your marriage. Patient endurance is what you need now to see your financial breakthrough. Patient endurance is what you need now to see the restoration that COVID took away from you. Patient endurance is what you need now to restore that relationship, that dream. Patient endurance is what you need now. The Bible tells me I need it. So why do I need it? So that you'll continue. Without patience, I'll quit. Did I ever feel like quitting in 2020 or year 2000? Yeah. Did I ever feel like giving up? And Kim and I in 2001? Yeah, remember Y2K in 2000? On top of everything else? Oh, yeah. But family, we need patience. Faith and patience works together. They're twins. And so patient endurance is what you need now so that you'll continue. If we hadn't have continued, you wouldn't be here today. This would not be a reality. During that time, I had business people in St. Louis want to buy this for an office building. During this time, we had universities and schools and colleges want to buy this campus when they saw it sitting idle and not being done. Oh, my goodness. Want to quit? We all go through that. What are you going to gain if you quit? Diddly squat. Can I say that this morning? Patient endurance is what you need now, so you'll continue to do God's will. Notice, without patience, we won't continue. Without patience, we won't accomplish God's will. Without patience, we won't accomplish God's will. Then you will receive. Without patience, we can't receive what God has promised. Without patience, we can't receive what God has promised. Then you'll receive all that He's promised. Don't you love that verse? Six of you love that verse. I love that verse because that tells me I need patience, and then it tells me why I need patience. Patient endurance is what you need now, so you'll continue, so you won't quit, won't give up, won't get shipwrecked, won't get distracted, won't get weary in well-doing and stop. Then you'll receive, got to have it to do God's will, to fulfill my destiny, and to continue and to receive all that God has promised. I'm still waiting on some promises. Anybody else in the house still waiting on some promises? We all are. We all are. But during the wait, we know what to do. During the wait in this series, we're going to especially talk about what to do. Amen. So let me give you 4 points, okay? 4 ways to increase in Bible patience. 4 ways. Number one, Bible patience is grounded in God's character. This is powerful. My picture of God gives me patience. My picture of God gives me patience. If I have the wrong picture of God, then I'll be impatient. But if I know God is good, why did I have you say God is good? For this right here. For this right here. Because we all go through stuff and we wonder, God, are you really good? God, why is this happening? God, why isn't it happening? God, why did it happen? God, if you're really good, why did you allow this? Patience comes from the right picture of God. It's grounded in God's character, and God is good all the time. And guess what? John Osteen used to tell me this. The older I get, Dave, the more God knows. Hebrews 11:27, Moses, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the anger of Pharaoh, for he endured. Everyone say endured. The key to success is endurance. How much suffering, how much adversity, how many obstacles can you face, overcome, endure, and walk through? That determines your level of capacity for success. For it says he endured. How could you endure, Moses? How could you be so patient, Moses? How could you say no to Pharaoh, to the world, to the flesh, to Egypt? How could you do that? How could you keep on keeping on, Moses? How could you do that? Here's the answer. Seeing the God who's invisible. His picture of God gave him patience. Oh, I love this. His picture of God gave him patience. So my question to you is, how's your vision? What's the lenses that you're looking through to see God? Are you looking through the lenses of hurt? Are you looking through the lenses of an offense? Are you looking through the lenses of delay? Are you looking through the lenses of excuse? Are you looking through the lenses of religion? What glasses, what lens are you looking at God through? The lens that we should be seeing God through is the Word of God. Not my circumstances, but the Word of God. Not my circumstances, but the Word of God. Are you hearing your pastor who loves you today? I counseled a lot of people in 41 years here. And many times I would hear people say, yeah, but pastor, this happened to them. Yeah, but pastor, this happened to me. They'd come in for counseling and I'd share the Word with them and they'd say, yeah, but. Yeah, but they prayed and he died. Yeah, they prayed and didn't get the job. Yeah, they prayed and the divorce still went through. Yeah, they prayed and things getting better. What were they telling me? They had more faith in their circumstances than in the Word of God. I can't look at God through my circumstances. I have to look at God through the Word of God, which is the truth. Come on, somebody. Can we have a praise break? This will change your life. This will change your life. You can't be looking at God through the lenses of your past, your mistakes, your addiction, your habits, your hurt, your wrong decisions. We've all got them. You got to look at God through the lens of the Word of God. And when you do, you find out God is a good God. God is for you. And God has a plan for your life. Amen. So the number one way you get patience is your picture of God. You've got to be grounded in the character of God. How in tarnation could Moses endure? How did he do it? The key? Seeing the invisible God. Number two, how do you get patience? It's got to be grounded in God's promises. It's got to be grounded not in my circumstances, because my circumstances are temporal. This too will change. This too will come to pass. Whatever you're in today, it will end. Whatever you're in today, it will end. It's not eternal. But somebody needed to hear that, either here or online. Whatever you're going through today, it will end. This too shall come to pass. So you need patience. Turn to somebody now, somebody different than you told before, and tell them, you need patience. Am I helping anybody today? How practical is this? How an impatient guy, man, this just really lights my fire, because this tells me how to get patient, because I've got to wait. The bigger the vision, the longer the wait. It took 4 years to build what you're setting in, and $24 million. Yeah. So patience is grounded in my picture of God. Number two, it's grounded in the promises of God. Hebrews 11, 27, but in the Passion Translation, holding, what are you holding on to today? Are you holding on to your past? Are you holding on to the previous marriage? Are you holding on to the previous job? Are you holding on to a previous setting that you think is better than what you're going through today? Are you holding on to an offense and that's why you won't come back to church? Or are you holding on to a mistake and that's why you won't move forward, you've given up? Or are you holding on to an addiction? Are you holding on to what a parent said or a teacher or a peer or an enemy or a friend said? What are you holding on to today? The Bible says that we should hold on to faith's promise. Wow. So patience is grounded in my picture of God, and patience is grounded in the promises of God. Because what you and I are going through right now, what we're in, will end. This too shall pass. If we'll just hold on to the promise of God, if we'll just remember that God's with us in this season, that God hasn't abandoned us, that God hasn't forgotten us, that God hasn't left us, that God is with us, and God is for us. So the second way to build patience is got to be grounded in the promise. And one of our culture phrases here is, what does the word say? Pastor, I just feel miserable today. I'm with you, but what does the word say? It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Pastor, I just feel like a loser. I've been there, but what does the word say? You are more than a conqueror. Pastor, I'm just overwhelmed with all my bills. I can't pay my taxes. I get it, been there. Kim and I have had our wages garnished before. What do we do? Well, what does the word say? My God will supply all your need. You just hang in there. Oh, praise God. So number three, y'all still with me, family? Happy Mother's Day, by the way, everybody. It's grounded in God's plan for your life. If I only had one series left to preach before I died or Jesus came back, this would be my series, The Power of Patience. Because I've seen it in my own life. I've missed God. I didn't get what I was believing for because I gave up. I gave in. I quit too early. I listened to people. I listened to the flesh. I listened to my circumstances. where God's got potential and promises and a plan for your life that's crazy awesome. Crazy awesome. So look at this. The third way you get patience, it's got to be grounded in God's plan for your life. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision, that's God's plan for your life. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It means it hasn't happened yet. Hasn't happened yet. Can I say to everyone here, everyone online, and the thousands of replays that will happen tonight at 8 o'clock, can I just say to all of you that we're all under construction and that we haven't arrived? And if you're breathing, God's not done with you yet. God's not finished with you yet. That God has a plan for your life. Look at this. For the vision, we could say plan. It's for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, oh God, please, why did you put that in there? Though it tarry, what should I do? Get impatient? Give up? Doubt it? Be distracted from it? Belittle it? What should I do? Wait for it. Why? Because it will surely come and will not always tarry. That's huge, family. So you say, Pastor, you know, I don't know if this will work. I'm telling you, it'll work. You're setting where it worked. This is how I made it through those 4 years. This is how Kim and I have made it for 52 years of marriage. This is how we've made it in 42 years of ministry right here. This is how we've received our healing. This is how we've received our breakthroughs. This is just how it works. Your picture of God on the promises of God and focusing on the plan of God for your life. God's got a plan for you. God has a plan, a destiny, a course, a track, a will, a road, a race as the team comes out. For the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, it's going to talk. I wonder what this campus says to all the people who told me years ago, 25 years ago, it never happened. Where are they? Because it's talking today, and it's debt-free. To God be all the glory. It will not lie, though it tarry, so it'll be longer than you think. What do you do? Marriage restoration, for your husband to get his act together, for your teenager to come back. What do? You wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. So I got one more. You got time for one more on Mother's Day? Four simple principles. On my patience today has to be strengthened, or I can't fulfill God's will. It's a marathon. Without patience today, I won't receive what God's promised to me. Without patience today, I can't fulfill God's plan, God's purpose, God's destiny, His promises. I need patience, because frustrated faith won't give you your breakthrough. It won't. So you need to take authority over that frustration right now for your health, for your finances, for your family, for your career, for your children, for what you're believing for, and you're frustrated. Before you leave, before you turn us off, you need to bind that, rebuke that, cast it down in Jesus' name, because your faith won't work, brother and sister, if it's frustrated. So it's got to be grounded, number four, in God's perfect timing. And here's what I know. God's timing is never my timing. I thought we would build this in a year. It took four. 25 years later. Look what it says. For the vision is yet for an appointed what? Appointed time. So God's got a timetable, and it never runs in alignment with mine. So what do I have to do if I'm going to be patient? I have to trust in God's timing. I have to trust God's timing, that God knows better than I know. that God knows I'm not ready for it, that God knows the people around me may not be ready for it, that God knows that he's working on other people so the timing and the circumstances will come together. God's got that greater perspective than we do. God's got a greater timing than we do. So my patience to be strong, I have to trust in God's timing. Action steps. Okay, Pastor, what do? Work on all four points every day. Work on all four points until you die or Jesus comes back. There's not an expiration date on this like milk. This will work for as long as you live. And then what you do is start journaling. Really, journaling will help me in my patience? Jerry Savelle told me that years ago. He's in heaven. Jerry passed away a year ago last month. Jerry Savelle. But I'll never forget. He said, bro, you need to be, this is a long time ago, 30 years plus. He said, you need to be journaling. Because he said, when you journal, you hear God better. And he said, when you journal, perspective comes. This is what he told me. When you journal, it changes your outlook, your perspective on everything. And perspective and patience are connected. So here, what do we journal, Pastor? Well, how about journaling what you got out of your one-year Bible with me today? Hallelujah. We're in Psalm, by the way, one-year Bible, Church on the Rock. We're reading it together. If you fell off, don't condemn yourself. Get back on. But today we're in Psalms. Well, he set my feet on a rock to stay. He pulled me out of the miry clay. I read it this morning. So why don't you journal what you got out of reading the one-year Bible? Number two, journal what you did right in the last 24 hours. Just three things you did right. Focusing what you do right builds confidence. How about writing down in your journal, what did you learn today? What new thing did you learn today? We got to be learning something new to have energy. I hope you heard that nugget. You've got to be learning something new to have energy. If you have no energy in your walk with God, it's because you're not learning anything new. So write down, what did you learn new today? And then write down, what are you going to change? What are you going to adjust? What are you going to adapt? So you can start right there. But I believe together, out of this series, we're going to see promises fulfilled. We're going to see prophecies fulfilled in your life. We're going to see breakthroughs. We're going to see turnaround. You're going to be a living memorial to those in your family and friends. Oh, on the vision, when it comes to pass, it's going to talk. Come on, somebody. Say it with me. I need patience. I'm done. If you got something, give the Lord a thank you for the word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and please, nobody moving. Christians are praying under their breath online. You say, Pastor, wow. Maybe you're somebody like me who, in the natural, you're very impatient. Maybe you've tried a lot of things and quit. I just want you to know God didn't make us quitters. And I want you to know that God is for you. God loves you. Lloyd sang about that today. God has a plan for your life. And God can give you the patience to run your race and finish strong. And you say, Pastor, I need God today. I don't want religion, but I want a relationship. I want to know my sins are forgiven. I want to know my purpose. I want to live a life of no regret, and I want to go to heaven when I die. If that's you, and you say, include me in this prayer, punch the button on your smart device. Faith is an act. You got to do something. We have live people standing by for you. In this room, in the lobby, family table, out in the patio, wherever you might be listening right now, heads bowed, eyes closed. This is your opportunity on Mother's Day. This is your opportunity to change the trajectory of your life. This is the opportunity to lay everything at the Master's feet and say, God, you take it, and everything changes today. I'm going to change the way I think, and I'm going to go in a new direction. Jesus, I want you to be Lord over my life, over my past, over my future, and over my present. You would say, Pastor, pray for me, including this prayer. I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want to surrender everything to him, or I want to reset my life today. God's talking to me. I've given up when I shouldn't have given up. I've given in when I shouldn't have given in. I saw myself as a loser, as a quitter, as a no good. But I see today God's perspective for me. So, Pastor, pray for me today. Heads bowed, eyes closed. If that's you, on three, one, I want you to raise your hand. All heaven is looking. Faith is an act. You got to do something. Two. You see, Pastor, this is my moment on this Mother's Day. I'm going to write it down because everything changes now. If that's you and you want to be included in prayer, three, raise your hand up high. Would you put it up high? Come on, keep it up high. Come on, there's more than this that should be raising your hand. Come on, there'll never be another moment like this. Put your hand up high. Heaven's watching right now. You don't want to miss this right now in Jesus' name. Christians, are you praying under your breath right now? Glory to God. Thank you, Father. More hands should go up. Lift your hand up right now. Lift your hand up right now. In Jesus' name, you can put your hands down. Now, church, pray this prayer with me. Everyone together, say it out loud. You're leading people to Christ. Here we go. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Look up and let's celebrate with heaven, everybody.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.